This episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast is sponsored by the How to Hire and Utilize a VA in Your Business Masterclass. Are you ready to hire a VA for your ever-growing business but not sure how? In this in-depth masterclass, I'm going to teach you everything you need to know about hiring a VA in your business. What is a VA? Where's the best place to find a VA? Why should you hire a VA? How to outsource with ease? In this 45-minute masterclass, you will walk away with a potent, juicy list of tasks that you can outsource today. How amazing is that? Get this bad boy for only $22. Visit the link in our show notes or go to carlyitaco.podia.com to learn more. That's carlyitaco, C-A-R-L-Y-I-T-A-C-O dot podia, P-O-D-I-A dot com to learn more.
Welcome to the Wildly Balanced podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wildly Balanced podcast. You know, it's so funny that I have so many guest episodes filmed in advance. I have so many guest episodes on the books. I'm so excited, like so excited for some of the guests coming up because they are fucking incredible. And I know that you're going to love them because I loved talking to them so much. So those are coming up. Like I just recorded one today. It's currently December 5th. I just got off a podcast interview with Joelle and Lyndon. Little sneak peek. They're amazing. That episode is not coming out until like mid-January. I don't have the exact date in mind because I'm not looking at my calendar, but that episode's coming out mid-January. So I'm filming it a month in advance. And then I have a bunch more episodes, like a couple more interviews this week and next week that are going to be filmed like all the way to like February, I think. So when some of them come out. So it's interesting that I have like so many guest episodes recorded and booked ahead of time. And then these solos, man, are coming out like I'm recording them like 2 days before they come out. So I'm a little bit ahead this week. This episode's not coming out till next week. So I feel good about that. But yeah, we're back with another solo episode. And today at the Wildly Balanced headquarters, we are talking about redefining what success looks like in business. So obviously you're a business owner. That's why you listen. That's why you keep coming back because you're one of the most amazing audiences that keep coming back for more. So yeah, this is redefining what success looks like for business. So for me personally, for business, for a very long time, success has been monetary things. Like success to me has been amount of money, you know, having that certain amount of money in my bank account. Success has been a certain amount of money each month, making those 5K months, hitting those 10K months, hitting those 20K months. Full disclaimer, I think the most I've ever made in business each month has been, or not each month, but like my highest month to date cash month has been like $5,000, I think. So like, I'm not up here, you know, collecting those 10K months like they're infinity stones. Like that's fine. That's not what I want my business to be about. You know, if you are, love you, support you, I'm going to release the shame around it of vulnerability. I've never made 10K a month in my business, and that's fine, you know? So for a long time, I thought that was what success was, and I felt unsuccessful if I wasn't reaching that, but we're redefining it, baby. Success, you know, could also, at times, it's been a certain amount of followers or email list subscribers. Like, I thought I was unsuccessful because I have less than 1,000 subscribers on my Instagram or less than 1,000 followers on my Instagram, but I have a great audience. I love my Instagram. I love the people that I'm surrounded by, and it's like sustainably growing little by little every day, and that's fine. Also, apparently you have to post to get followers, so that's a new thing. Just kidding. Success has looked like a certain amount of clients that I support in my business. For a long time, you know that I'm a virtual assistant. I work one-on-one with a lot of people, so like I don't want to support 25 clients at a time, you know, like that's not capable for me because I really, really like to work like one-on-one, really get to know my client, get all up in their business and kind of like, you know, like get really close with them and be like if it's my time to work on your business, I am fully undividedly in your business. You know, I like to know it front, back, and inside out, you know? So it's like that doesn't work for me to have 25 different clients that I'm supporting at a time, because I am not the kind of person who can support 25 people at once. Like, I think the most clients I ever had at one time was like 6, and that burnt me out so quickly because of the style of work that I was doing for these people, you know? So I'm redefining what success looks like in that way. Success has looked like a certain amount of hours worked each day. I know when I first started, I came fresh off of this full-time like retail job. So in that job, you worked 8 hours, you worked full-time, that kind of stuff. Like, everyone was thriving to get full-time. And so when I went to business, I took that mindset and I reflected it into my business of like, okay, maybe full-time's not 40 hours, but full-time success is 35 hours a week, you know, like, ooh, shortening my work week kind of thing. And so with that, it was like, okay, I need to work 5 hours a day, 6 days a week, or I need to work 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. However, I kind of like made it happen, but that, you know, and that would be success. That would mean I'm successful, but like, that's not how it works. That's not how it works for me. That may be how it works for you, but that's not how it works for me. That's not how my attention, you know, like I start to get burnt out after so many hours. And it's like, I like to do really, really focused, all in couple hours, you know, like my max lately has been like 4 hours because I'm so in it, you know, and it's so like, it's quality over quantity for me, you know. And you may have a completely different idea of what success looks like for you, but success to me is like 2 to 4 hours of work a day, you know, and being able to enjoy my life outside of work, outside of my business, you know. Success meant things that I could prove to others. Success meant things that I could prove to show that I'm worthy of success. So it meant money, it meant followers, it meant clients, it meant I've burnt myself out so hard because, and I'm deserving of the success. And now I'm redefining what success looks like for me. So a little backstory, I went to Bali earlier this year. You know it, you know that I went to Bali. And I felt unworthy and I felt unsuccessful and I felt exactly the same as I am now, but in a different country, you know. When I was back in Canada, it felt very much like I will not be successful until I'm working internationally. And then when I was working internationally, I felt unsuccessful. I felt the exact same. And it took, like, I didn't realize it until I was talking to my sister and she's like, holy shit, look at you, you're doing the damn thing. Like, this is what you wanted for your business. This is what you built your business to be. And now you're doing it. It took her saying that to be like, holy shit, I'm doing it. I'm doing the damn thing. You know, like I'm redefining what success looks like to me from these monetary, money, followers, all those things. I'm redefining it into able to take my business internationally. That's successful. Being able to support myself through a global pandemic. That's successful. Loving what I do and loving the clients that I support. That is success. You know, starting this podcast, having an enthusiastic, dedicated audience that continues to listen every single week, that is success to me. You know, maybe I'm not getting 10,000 downloads an episode. My goal for the end of the year is to reach 1,000 downloads. That's what success looks like to me, is 1,000 downloads. And maybe somebody else with the podcast, 1,000 downloads is low for them, you know? But like, that is success to them and this is success to me. So another way that I'm redefining success is I have been able to travel around my province without the stress of, I need to find a job right away. Any job will do, you know, like this hectic energy of like, when I move, I need to find a way to support myself. Like, I've been able to open my computer and start work as I always would, as I did yesterday, as I did the week before, in a new place because I've been able to take my business with me. And that is, I feel fucking successful. So I wanted to share some tips with you, some advice, whatever. These are my 3 tips on how to redefine success. So number 1 is to get out of your head and into your heart. I know it sounds cliche, but it's freaking true. I invite you to stop thinking about what other people think of you and start wondering who you're going to inspire. You know, I'm going to give a little anecdote, a little metaphor, a little story about my sister the other day. So she was at the Christmas parade, truck parade thing. There's like a bunch of trucks. They cover them in lights. It's cute. They do a parade through the city and it's super fun and you get to watch and they like shut down the whole block. It's so fun. So people go out and they watch. But she went there and she doesn't like to do things on her own, similar to me. So she went by herself and then she actually ended up like going, found the perfect spot to sit and watch. It was like, hey, everyone else has a chair. I want a chair. Went back, got her camping chair and then came back and she was talking to me and she's like, I feel cringy. I feel like embarrassed to be here sitting by myself watching the parade. And I was like, girl, you need to release that. Release that right now. You know, like think, like look out into the crowd. Do you see another woman sitting by herself? You know, like if you saw her, what's the first thing you think? Do you think, oh my God, that's so cringe. That's so embarrassing. You know, she must have no friends. Like, no, you're thinking, you're looking at her and you're going to think, wow, she's so confident. She's so cool. She's out here doing the damn thing by herself, you know? Like, you know, like she's doing the damn thing and you're not looking at her being like, wow, that's so cringe. That's so embarrassing. You're looking at her being like, she's an inspiration. I wish I could be like her, you know? So like you are that inspiration to somebody else, you know? Don't be embarrassed because you're out here inspiring others to do the damn thing. So that's just a little example of getting out of your head and into your heart of being able to do the things that you want to do. So that's, you know, again, looking at me when I was in Bali, like I've reached for this thing for so long of traveling internationally and being on a beach with my business. And then I got to do the thing and I felt unfulfilled because I wasn't, you know, I was in my head being like, this isn't what I wanted, even though it is what I wanted. You know, it was when I got into my heart, I looked at it and I was like, holy shit, I'm doing the damn thing. So that's the first step, get out of your head and into your heart. Number two, I want to say is get uncomfy. Get uncomfortable. Just allow yourself to live in the uncomfortable, do the uncomfortable thing. Like you're not going to be able to grow. You're going to remain stagnant unless you can get uncomfortable and expand your comfort zone. And we've had a lot of episodes. We had an episode about expanding your comfort zone. We had an episode, kind of tidbits that we talked about with a lot of other people, a lot of guests, a lot of interviews about expanding your comfort zone and doing something that scares you, because that's how you're going to grow. And that's how you're going to continue to redefine what success looks like. Is like, maybe success to you is going live on Instagram. You're not going to know until you do it. You know, like I'm doing a community co-working for my Facebook group, which has been really scary and really awkward. And nobody's like, Chad's been the only one that comes to them, which is awesome. And I love it. But if I let myself stop them because nobody comes to them, like how am I going to grow into a community where people come to them? You know, like if I just stop because I'm uncomfortable, how am I going to gain success from that? You know, so it's like being able to be uncomfortable and continue with it until it, you know, becomes successful. So that's another reason to, another way to redefine success. And then my third and last one here is to reflect on how far you've come. So I want you to take a moment to reflect with me, to think back to a time where you were so close to success, so close to your goal, but not quite there yet. So maybe think back to a time when you had a job that you didn't like. Maybe you're at a 9-to-5, you're at a retail job, you're doing something. Think about a time that you craved something so deeply and it was just within reach, but you weren't quite there yet. Maybe you're at a job you didn't like. Maybe you had an income goal of, you know, an income goal to meet with your side hustle. And when you meet this goal, you can finally dive headfirst into your business full time. Maybe like me, you had a dream to travel. And so soon you'll be able to travel internationally and work with the view of the ocean or the mountains. Maybe you had a goal of, maybe you have a goal of 100 or 1,000 podcast streams before the end of the year, and you're so close to it, you can taste it. You know, maybe it doesn't have to be a big, wide goal of going full-time in your side hustle. Maybe you have a pile of dishes from last night still waiting to be washed on the counter. I just want you to imagine, recall, reflect to a time when you weren't quite there, when you were so close, but you weren't quite there. And I want you to remember this feeling. So now I want you to think of a time when you achieved this goal. How great did it feel when you were able to quit your job, your toxic job? When the dishes are done, the podcast is thriving, you can feel the warmth of the ocean as you respond to emails. I want you to let this feeling surround you, embrace you. You are here. You are successful. You freaking did it. Keep feeling this light energy, this ball of sunshine, the success. This is available to you all the time. I want you to feel it. Bring it in. And now just for fun, we're going to anchor it in because we're here and this is such a good feeling. I want to help you anchor it in so you can come back to it when you need to. If you want to, of course, you don't have to anchor it in. You could just tune off now, or you could anchor it in. And if you're driving or you're not in a place where you can use your hands, please don't. Stay safe. Don't listen to me. Keep your hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. But if you're in a situation where you're safe and you can feel this feeling and you can anchor it in, I invite you to come do it. If not, come back to this episode. Give me another stream. Listen to it later. Stay safe. If you'd like to anchor in the feeling, I invite you to take a hand gesture that is not common for you. So maybe that's touching the fourth knuckle on your left hand. Maybe that's grabbing an earlobe, touching a pressure point that you don't normally touch, just something that you don't commonly do that you can solely dedicate to this feeling. So remember this feeling of joy, of success, this ball of light, this ball of energy, this happy, happy feeling. And when you're ready, I want you to do this gesture. So mine's going to be to touch my knuckle. I'm going to touch my knuckle, close my eyes, invite you to close yours if you can. And I want you to channel this energy into the feeling of your knuckle being pressed or your earlobe being grabbed or whatever the sensation is that you're doing. So I want you to give it a couple breaths. Breathe in. Breathe out the energy into this feeling. Give it another breath if you can. And when you feel like all the energy has been channeled into this feeling, I want you to release. Release the feeling. Release the gesture that you're doing. And I want you to know that anytime that you need grounding, you need to feel success, you need to remember how freaking badass you are and come back to the successful feeling. Just go ahead and do that gesture. Take a couple breaths, touch the knuckle, and just let that feeling wash over you again. Just let it engulf you, embrace you, hug you. And it's here for you whenever you need it. So I hope you liked this episode on redefining what success looks like for you in your business, in your life. This doesn't have to be business related. You can anchor this feeling in as many times as you want. You can come back to this episode as many times as you need to and just like re-anchor it in. Just re-anchor it to get deeper and deeper and deeper. So I, along with you, when I filmed this, anchored in the feeling of joy and happiness. And to me, it feels like this big, warm, like yellowy white light just surrounding me. Kind of like, you know, when you have a really, really good cinnamon bun and it's just like, it's just so good and it's everything you've wanted. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from this. It's like cinnamon bun. It's like yellow with the white icing. It's like cinnamon. It's warm. It's comfy. Like that's the feeling I get. And that's what success means. So I've anchored that in to my knuckle on my left hand. So I'm going to come back to this feeling whenever I need to. And that's my permission slip today. So I hope you liked it. If you liked it, share it with a friend. Shameless self promo, trying to get to 1,000 downloads before the end of the year. Happy holidays. I think this one is coming out just before Christmas. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. Happy Hanukkah, all that good stuff. I know there's a lot of other holidays happening in this time frame. So happy holidays to you and your family. I hope you have a safe and beautiful time. Stay warm, stay safe. Come follow me on Instagram if you like, wildly.balanced. And yeah, if you would like to be a guest in the new year, like I said, I'm having a really good time doing the guest episodes and interviewing new guests and getting to know new people. So check out the guest application on our website or wildlybalancedpodcast.com. And it's wildlybalancedpodcast.com. There should be a button at the top called Be Our Guest. Mandatory to sing Beauty and the Beast every time, just so you know. Fill out the guest application and I will be in touch with the booking link. So thanks so much.